It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on how long do we have before our local governments go bankrupt as a result of the burden of the government employees' pensions and benefits. Last week, I reviewed the three-way gunfight amongst the city of San Bernardino, the pension fund, and the union. At the end of the show, I cautioned residents of Southern Marin that the same gunfight could occur here. About the same time as the airing of that show, there was a report on an independent analysis that Marin County, amongst others, could be bankrupted by the application of new credit rules published by the Moody's rating agency. My goal today is to clarify some of the confusion and give you some sense of just how long do we have. At the end of the show, I will reveal the silver lining. Okay, maybe it's a chrome lining to all of this. First, let me set the stage for this whole scenario. The credit agency Moody's can be roughly compared to the various agencies which determine your individual credit rating, the ones who decide in some magical fashion whether you are a 580 or a 780 on the credit score. A bank, as lender, can be roughly compared to the Government Accounting Standards Board because the bank's underwriting committee assess your application for a loan against rigid standards determined by both the bank itself, but ultimately by Wall Street. You would think the credit scorers would apply the same standards as the bank underwriters, and for the most part this is true, but there are differences. That's why with a high credit score you can be turned down for a loan, or vice versa, with a low credit score you can gain approval. It's not a perfect world, and outside forces come into play. With your personal loan, it may simply be greed on the part of the lender or Wall Street. With local government finances, politics often rears its ugly head. So why the sudden fear Marin County is going belly up? In July last year, Moody's published for comment new rules regarding how the rating agency would evaluate a local government's exposure to pension and benefits liability. A study was recently published in which the author concluded that if these new rules were applied to a number of independent pension funds across the state, a number of counties, including Marin, would be effectively bankrupt. But here's where it is important to understand the difference between a rating agency and an accounting standards board. The rating agency essentially serves a purpose similar to a personal credit score agency. Municipal bond investors will no doubt consider the results of such a rating, as banks would consider your credit score when you apply for a loan. But the rating itself would not drive the local government into bankruptcy. The Government Accounting Standards Board is an advisory body itself, and adoption of any of its rules requires state approval. The Standard Board has also issued rules regarding the treatment of pension and benefit obligations, and while similar to those issued by Moody's, there are some significant differences. And that's the chrome lining I mentioned at the beginning of the show. First, the Standard Board rules will not be applied in California until October of 2014. Second, if a local government has dutifully been making its required payments to the pertinent pension fund, it will be allowed under the Standard Board's rules to continue applying a high discount rate to its pension and benefit obligations, making the obligations remain smaller and quite possibly staving off adverse effects on the local government's balance sheet. Moody's will be applying the lower discount rate. Thus, its assessment of pension obligations will be much higher than that which shows up on official balance sheets. So our local governments should stay solvent through most of 2014 and quite likely well beyond, With Moody's new rating system, however, they will likely find it more difficult and more expensive to borrow. So what does all this mean to you as a resident of Southern Marin? The San Bernardino three-way gunfight could be coming to Marin, but probably not for a while. The rating agencies and the Financial Accounting Standards Boards have both recognized, finally, that the current way of reporting pension and benefit obligations is distorted and misleading. You should push your local government to begin applying these new rules now and not wait until late 2014. The sooner we begin to turn the ship, the better chance we have of avoiding the rocks. The pension and benefit payments are increasing every year. Failure to make such payments could well start us on the road to San Bernardino. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.